Yeah, well, I always say photo shooting is self-care because it is a mirror. So you get to see yourself in this next level, this next evolution in your business right away.
Welcome to this week's episode of the Online Creator Podcast. My name is Kim, your podcast host, business mentor, and audio storyteller. This show is a space to inspire through conversations and community to help us keep connected, keep inspired, and keep moving towards our goals. Expect to hear honest conversations and real-life experiences from entrepreneurs at every stage of business and from a wide range of industries. Find your confidence, see what is possible, and build the legacy that you have dreamed of. Let's get started. Hi, Lyric. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast today.
I am so excited to be here. It's going to be so much fun.
Yes. And before we get started and dig into all the good things, can you give a brief introduction of who you are and what you do?
Yes, of course. So I am Lyric Fryer. I'm one of the co-founders of the company Workplay Branding. We are essentially a visual marketing company that we allow our members to do quarterly shoots over the course of a year. And we really base these brand shoots around what you're doing in your business, how you're doing it, so that you can create specific visuals for these projects that are moving the needle in your business. So what this could look like is you have a big product launch coming up and we create the visuals for that, but we really allow you to go wide with that vision. So our price point is $497 a month. So it's a pretty low barrier to entry price point, which allows you to have these big visions. You can go anywhere in the world in your on your shoot. We are in all regions of the US as well as Europe. So the sky is really the limit when you are creating content with us inside of Workplay Branding.
Yeah, I absolutely love the concept and what you guys offer. It's just so unique and so needed. So I can't wait to dig into that. But before we do, I love kind of just opening up the conversation with, I know choosing what platform I guess you like to market and promote your business on, but I know you guys recently started your own podcast. So it's the Workplay Branding Podcast. Can you tell me a little bit about how that's been going for you guys and what you're, you know, like, yeah, if you're enjoying it?
Yeah, totally. So the podcast is something that we have, you know, podcasting has been around, right? Like it's something that we've seen people do have success in, but it was never something that we wanted to go down that avenue until we figured out, okay, wow, this could be a really beautiful way to create content, repurpose content, and really connect with our members and also potential members. So we think about our podcast in a very specific way. Like we use it to connect with our members, and that in return also connects with future members. So we really use it to serve our members and allow them to listen to content that's going to help them on their quarterly shoots. So when we got clear on what the goal was going to be for the podcast, it became a no-brainer.
Yeah. And I think that's important to remember is that can change through your season of business and how your business evolves. But having a clear vision and reason why behind is so, so important because it is a lot of work. But I love that you have that vision for it because what a great way for your current clients to, you know, discuss like why they're in this container and what they like about it and all the good things and then supporting them as well. So I think that's a really nice, lovely spin on it. Is there any other platform that you guys like showing up on that has really rewarded you or that you just like showing up on?
Yeah, totally. So Instagram is like our platform. It's visual. It's like, you know, it's the app where you share photos and videos, and it was the original one to do that. So it's only natural that Instagram is like just our place. It's also a place where I think people just find us. So constantly our members are posting their content that they're creating inside of the process on Instagram. So naturally, you know, our people a lot of times find us through Instagram. We also have so many amazing back end things that work really well for us in Instagram. So we have many chats. So we have chatbots in place on Instagram, which allow people to just get information quicker rather than like waiting for me to hop into the DMs. They can just go where they need to go as soon as they want to go. So I feel like Instagram has just been such a game changer. And now with ManyChat, it's just like amazing for us.
Yeah, I love that you mentioned that. And I'm hearing that more and more is that, you know, we need to use all these different AI tools, or at least gravitate towards the ones that can really support ourselves and our business too, so that we don't have to be manually doing things or manually sending people things. Because why can't we set it up in the background and then just nurture that and then be where we need to be? Because at the end of the day, we can't be in all the places. So I love that you're using ManyChat. I've just started dabbling with it and I love it so far. It's a really fun way to even throw people, like the podcast episode that was just released, and a great way to connect with people that way too. So many amazing ways you can use it. So let's dig into visual marketing, what you guys specialize in. What is a visual marketing strategy in your eyes?
Yeah, so visual marketing is essentially, or let's talk about a visual campaign, because a visual campaign is really what you're creating and it contributes to your visual marketing strategy. So a visual campaign is just essentially a collection of assets like photo, video, whatever you're using for visual assets. Those are the two popular ones. And it's using those in a strategic way to sell something. So it's using visuals on top of a marketing strategy. A lot of times what you'll see people do is they'll do a brand shoot, you know, for like maybe once a year, once every 2 years, they'll fit everything into that one brand shoot, just like your basic headshots, maybe some lifestyle content, and then they'll call it good. And then they'll try and launch different products with the same visuals. And mind you, these visuals are like the same things they've been using like as base content as well. So there's no way for that to really stand out. And so visual marketing is this idea where you are creating assets, video and photo, that is specific to whatever it is that you're wanting to push out and market. And it's all different based off of the different marketing strategy or the different thing that you're doing in your business. So this idea of visual marketing isn't new. If you look at, you know, the Super Bowl was just on, right? And you have all of these big brands that are going out and saying, hey, look at my product again, right? Like these are not new products. Like Coca-Cola is not a new product, but every single quarter, every single year, you see a new visual campaign come out with a different storyline. And that's because we need that freshness. We need that newness to see products in different ways. And that's the same with online businesses as well, or service-based businesses. It doesn't really matter. It's just the fact that up until workplace branding, it's been so, the barrier to entry has been so high. So you would have to traditionally spend thousands of dollars to produce these visual campaigns for your ads and for, you know, your social media, but you don't have to do that anymore with our process.
Yeah, I was going to say there was a couple things there for sure. One of them being, I think we've all been there and used those shots like over and over and over again to try to like stretch them for as long as we can, right? But they're only good for so long. But why we do that, you're right. It's a money thing. And honestly, at the end of the day, we have to recognize what our budget is. And, you know, it'd be fantastic if we could be these larger businesses that keep like reinventing themselves, which I think would be amazing to be part of some of those teams. But as a smaller business owner, you guys have created an opportunity that can really enhance and elevate, you know, our businesses to the next level. And did you see that quickly from clients that were coming in? Because I know I've talked to some of your clients, current clients, and they are like, they're like sold. They're like, this is a no-brainer. And I'm like, how did you guys come up with this concept? Was it something that just you saw the need for? And I guess, what are you hearing?
Yeah, totally. So Workplay, we started this back in 2017. This was really like the inception of it. And then we took like 2 years to build. And we didn't really like do a whole lot. We didn't like go in one direction 100%. We were just like building, feeling it out. And then by 2019, we decided to go all in and really have a methodology. And this methodology was the fact that you could create a cohesive brand online. It didn't look like what it looks like now. It was a high ticket offering. We go through all of these intensive days, one-on-one, kind of like VIP days. And it would go through a process where we create a brand, a logo, color palette, brand board. Then we would create a plan for content. We'd actually shoot the content. So that part was very similar. And then we launch you on social media. And that whole process was like $6,000, $7,000. And so we noticed that, you know, people are coming to us for photos, and they're not necessarily coming to us for our branding necessarily. But we know it's important to the photos because it gives a nice stylistic direction. And so when we realized that, hey, people just want the content from us, we started to say, okay, how do we make this more accessible? How do we make this more membership-based? Because we weren't really seeing that. And then that's exactly what we did. We slimmed it down. We slimmed it down enough to where the $497 price point could make sense for us as a business and still be profitable. We could still scale with that price point. And it actually has been like one of the most, I would say, scalable factors of our business because it is this membership-based model. It allows people to keep using it as a tool rather than just a one-time thing, which is more strategic for a business owner to do anyway. So that's kind of the origin of where we got that from.
100%. And what are you seeing as the ROI from clients that are like seeing results? Because I'm sure you've had a few kind of case studies on your podcast already. Can you give us an example of something that's like really been a success story?
Totally. So we have a Workplay member. Her name's Kate Northrup. She is a case study on our podcast. She's the first one. So it's super easy to find that episode. It's episode number one. And she talks about the process because she was actually using the process wrong, but using it in a more traditional way for her first year until her last shoot. And I like to spotlight this case study because she was using it in a way where it's like, okay, let me just do kind of what everyone else is doing. I'll just do it 4 times a year. No big deal, you know? Mm-hmm. And then at the end of her year mark, she was like, you know what? I have this idea to theme out my launch for my next program launch. I want to theme it out. I want to theme out the visuals. And she was like, I'm going to just, you know, go half and half. Let's do one half of the day, like this themed visual campaign, which is our philosophy. It's like up to you if you want to follow our philosophy. But she was like, let me just try it your way, right? And then the other half was just the typical headshots and coffee shop. Right. And so she used this like 1920s retro theme. It was totally like not quote unquote on brand, but it was aligned for her and her personality and all that stuff. And so she launched with those visuals and she had a high six-figure launch because of those visuals. So she had launched this program before with like the typical content, and then she decided to make a new perspective on it. And it kind of broke her, the internet of her world, of her audience, because they were like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. Right. And so this was at the time the biggest launch that she had ever done. And it was when she switched the visuals. So come January, so like 3 months later, she was like, well, I have another, I'm going to launch the same product, just a slight iteration to the program material, but it's essentially the same, but I'm going to launch it with completely different visuals. So this was now more like art deco, vintage, wasn't 1920s, like, you know, fringe, you know, in a dark room. It was more like vintage car driving down South Beach sort of vibe. And it just had this light airiness to it. And that also topped the last launch. So that hit over 7 figures. And it was because it's essentially the same program, but the visuals told a different story and it activated something different inside of her audience that drew them to the result that she was going to create for them. And those visuals, I can't tell you how much that matters to people's perceptions of your product or your service.
There's so much more, right? So like why I love audio so much is the art of storytelling, but visuals are the same thing. I mean, you can say so much in so many shots, right? It's so cool. And I love that story. I'll make sure that it's linked and I will absolutely have to check out her visuals as well, because you definitely painted a really cool picture of what it could look like in somebody's business when they are looking at what does this quarter look like. And when you are offering 4 per, you know, per year, you can really strategically place them in places like the perfect timing, really, to really elevate you to the next level. So I think that's amazing. I cannot wait to dive into the importance and value of why visuals are so important for business owners in so many different ways. I mean, for podcasting, for cover art, for episode art, for websites. I mean, I know the difference between a website that has good visuals and a website that doesn't. It can make or break the whole site. What about videos then? Like, how is that going for you? Because I know you guys offer that as an addition. Are you seeing a real uptake with that? Because I know that some of that B-roll video is so valuable within whether it's placed in your website or added on your reels or all those good things.
Yeah, totally. So in the process, you can choose at the base level, the $497 a month level, you can choose photo or your next shoot could be all video. It's when it is in one shoot, both types of content, that's when we charge an add-on. And to be honest, because you could, you know, flip-flop them throughout the year, it's totally like sky's the limit. So it's just up to you and based off of like your strategy. And so I noticed that video is really great when you have a strategic way that you're using it. So if you're like, I'm going all in on reels, then the all video shoot might be a really good option for you. If you're doing a launch where you are like, hey, I'm launching this program, kind of like the launch that I talked about with Kate inside of our process, then you might want to do photo and video at the same time so that you have that campaign, those visual campaigns that are so specific, you have them in video form and photo form. But I always like to tell people, you always want to at least your first visual campaign, at least have it be photo, because that's going to allow you to put it in a lot of different places. And then video, you can kind of like sprinkle in as you want. If you have an insane ad strategy, no matter like whatever you're advertising, like on Facebook ads or anything like that, you might want to do an all video campaign, because ad managers, I know, love the videos. And anyone who has done, you know, ad campaigns and used our video have had huge return on ad spend. So just because it's so engaging and it's so professional. So those are where I would recommend using the video, but it's totally dependent on like your strategy and what type of content you like better.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. Workplay is the last branding solution you will ever need. Your Workplay team is your brand photographer, your brand designer, social media manager, and your creative direction bestie. Here to make your Pinterest board dreams a reality with one system, one team, and one flat monthly fee under $500. And no, there's no catch. Your brand is your power. Workplay wants to help you create it fiercely. DM me on Instagram, Workplay, to learn more. Okay, so what if you are not, and I'm going to raise my hand. I'm going to raise my hand in the room here. What if you're not comfortable getting in front of the camera? You're used to being behind. And as a business owner, building our brand is so important, so important. But have you seen a transformation with someone when you've been able to be a part of their journey throughout the year? Which again, I think is another amazing asset, is that it's not a one and done. It's like we can help and support you throughout. What are some of the cool things that you've seen as a transition for people that maybe just aren't used to being in front of the camera?
Yeah, well, I always say photo shooting is self-care because it is a mirror. So you get to see yourself in this next level, this next evolution in your business right away. And so, yes, sometimes that can be scary, but once you get used to that, you start to almost rely on it. It's like, all right, I want to be here. And so I want people to perceive me as this. And then you see it reflected back to you in a photo or a video. And that in itself as a mirror for you and your business can be really powerful. As far as tangibly how we help you move through that process, because that transformation can be hard and tricky, especially if you're not used to that, or, you know, all the things. So we actually, when you are shooting with a workplace content creator, we are trained to show you the back of the camera for every single scene. So you're able to see how the frame is looking, what you're looking like. And a lot of times it doesn't really have anything to do with, like, you know, your confidence. Once you see how it's looking, a lot of times you're like, oh, I see. I just have to lift my chin up just a little more and I will like it. Or maybe I'm like, okay, I want to hide this shoulder a little more. I'm going to just turn my body just a little bit more. And so you're getting feedback on a workplace shoot that allows you to see what's happening as it's happening. So you can feel really confident in the next scenes moving forward. And I find that on your first workplace shoot in that first scene, it's a little nerve-wracking because it's like something you've never done before. But by the second, third, fourth scenes, you're like, oh, I get this, because you're getting that feedback. You're being able to see the back of the camera. And I know a lot of photographers, brand photographers, photographers in general, don't allow you to see the back of the camera as they're shooting because they don't want you to see like the unedited version or their bad photos. For us, it's not about us. It's about you. So we want to make sure you feel comfortable. And throughout the shoot, you're seeing what it's looking like and approving it essentially as you go.
Okay. I absolutely love that concept because I've never actually really heard of that before. And I didn't know you guys did that. So that's amazing. And I think you're right. We spend money on so many things, so many places, so many platforms, so many different coaches for so many different layers of all the things in our business, but we don't think about the value and importance that visual, you know, assets can really give our business and give ourselves. And I know the first time I did a photo shoot, it was with someone I knew locally, and she still made me feel so fantastic. And I remember feeling, I think it was like a quick 15 minute, just quick, like she was just throwing it in there to help me out. And I left feeling really, really great. And that was like 15 minutes, 3.5, almost 4 years ago. And I think that everyone deserves that, deserves to feel important and to feel valued. And even if it's not your specialty, just allow yourself to, well, you guys help prepare. So it's not like you're just rolling in unprepared. I mean, I literally was. I do not know my angles. My daughter 100% does. But I think that just comes with that generation as well and, you know, years of dance. But it's hard for some of us to get out of our comfort zone and to put ourselves out there. But I love what you guys offer because I think it just is 100% supportive. And you're right. We're doing this for them. You know, it's just like our podcast episodes. It's not about me. It's about supporting other people on their journey. And I think if they can just see what is possible with creating visual assets in your business, it's amazing what it can offer. So if someone's looking at how do they get to work with you guys, what could this look like? You guys are open all year round. It's not just a couple openings a year, which again is an amazing opportunity for someone to just be like, stop waiting for the right time and just start doing it.
Yeah, totally. So that is one of our core values. Like, we don't want to rush you into this process because, again, it is a journey that you have to take with yourself, with your business. A lot of this journey is accountability because every 3 months we're asking you, hey, what are you doing in your business? What are you launching? And you have to come to the table with something. So it kind of holds you accountable to getting stuff done in your business. So we don't want to rush you into that system or that process. So we're open all year long. You can literally go on our site and hit buy now and you can go into our process. But most people like a call. So if you are, I believe, Kim, you have a call link as well. And so definitely use Kim's call link because you'll be able to like get a little, you know, special bonuses that we have for you. But really, the process to get started is super simple. Once you get on a call or you just hit buy, you essentially go straight into our process. The first 497 Sue, you'll get sent the agreement. Then you'll get sent our self-paced onboarding. Our self-paced onboarding is super easy, super fun. So you get to onboard on your own time, not ours. And it's video guided. We walk you through the steps. We get all of the information we could possibly need for the entire year. And then you're done. and you get on a kickoff call and you confirm your first shoot. So it goes pretty quickly if you want it to go quickly. And so it's really easy to get started. If you DM us at Workplay Branding Brand, you can get walked through that whole process as well.
Okay. And again, it doesn't matter where you live. Like if you don't live in a major city throughout the States or North America, you can fly out, right? Like you've done some up in Canada and
I'm like, oh, the right. World is like, you know, so small. Like I forget that that is a thing. Yes, we do have to travel too. So what's really cool about our team is that everything is in-house. So we control the travel of our content creators. So if you're like, hey, I'm in the middle of the mountains in Montana, we can get there. We can work with you on travel and travel accommodations. We have a whole logistical travel team working on the back end to make sure whatever your travel budget is, we're staying within and then we're getting to you. So you don't have to worry about like booking our travel, anything like that. Like I said, we're in every major region of the US, but we also have so many clients in Canada. So if there is a budget, a travel budget issue, what we can do is we can actually pair you with another member in your area or your region or your country. And so what we'll do is we'll have your shoot on one day, someone else's shoot on the next day, and then we'll send our content creator home. And then you guys will just split that travel in half. And so a lot of times it makes the travel super cheap. And that's how we can kind of get you within a nice, easy budget.
Yeah, that's so smart. Is there anything that I missed before we wrap up that you want to make sure that we cover?
No, I think we covered everything. I would just say that, like, yes, visual marketing is like maybe a new concept for you. Maybe, you know, it's not something you thought of, but it is something that I know and I've seen move the needle in all of our members' businesses, whether it's like you've got a podcast or you're launching a website or you're launching a product. Like this is going to amplify whatever it is that you're already doing. And that's really the goal. So it's really only a plus that you're adding that type of marketing strategy on top of what you're already doing.
Yeah. And I love that you explained that right at the beginning as part of your marketing campaign. So really building a foundation so that everything is layered together, right? Not everything is like piecemealed and I'll just start that and that's on the side of my desk and I'll get to it when I can. Everything's together with what is going on in your business. And I think that's how we need to be thinking if we want to be producing revenue in our business. So thank you for that. And before I let you go, I love just having a reflective question to wrap up. And I know you guys have been so tremendously successful, but you've had a bit of a road to get there. What does success look like to you now?
Oh, I would say like for the company or for me personally?
Maybe for both, because I think they both are probably mixed a bit.
Yeah, you know, I do agree. I think that they are mixed because we do have a big team now. So I always, it's almost like my values kind of get pushed onto them as well as being kind of the leader in this company. And so for me, I'll start with me and then we'll see how it kind of trickles down. But for me, you know, nothing is success to me looks like nothing's an emergency. Like I am in full control of my time, of where I'm going, of everything that I choose to be intentional about. And if I am in that state, then that's 100% what success looks like for me. So in that state, I'm able to do the things that I want. I'm able to hit the revenue goals that I want. And in return, that just ripples across your entire life. Now with my team, it's the same way. It's like that those types of values of success, they ripple down into them as well. So for example, our content creators get to choose their schedules. They get to choose when their off days are. They get to choose, you know, they get to have autonomy over their time because that's something that I really think is, you know, breeds that success and that feeling of success. And when you're feeling really successful, you're operating at a higher frequency.
Yes, I could not agree more. And has there been anything that, you know, has really helped you get to that level of success, I guess, business-wise? Yes. Has it been mentorships? Has it been just your partnership with Tracy? Like what has really catapulted you?
Yeah. So I would say systems all the way. systems in your business are what allow you to take back control of your time. Right. It doesn't matter if you're a service-based business, if you're an online business, like if you don't have systems in your life, in your business, you're not going to have any sort of autonomy over your time. And if that's not happening, you're not able to have space to think bigger, be bigger, all the things. So systems, 100% at the core.
I could not agree with you more on that as well. And some systems are just more user-friendly than others, but are so necessary in life and in business. So I appreciate your time so much. And I hope people will check out the offer. I'll put the link in the show notes. There's just so much goodness that can come out of what you guys are able to provide business owners. And things are just changing and evolving so quickly. And I think we need to be open to what is possible.
Yeah. And you need tools in your business that also allow for that change in what you're doing in your business and allowing you to pivot because the world is fast.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks again for tuning into this week's episode of the Online Creator Podcast. If you haven't subscribed to the show yet, please do so on your favorite media player and come check us out over on YouTube where you have full access to our episodes on video there. You can check out the important links mentioned in today's episode in the show notes and please join the conversation over on Instagram at May and James Co. I'll see you next week.